It's classroom time for all you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations. Time for a rebroadcast of the College of Musical Knowledge. And here's the old professor himself, Kay Kaiser.
Happy, Pappy. Well, so are we happy, because the old college is the first show ever to play for these fighting 4th Air Force flyers of Tonopah Army Air Field, Tonopah, Nevada.
Hello, Bess.
What's up, besides my popularity rating?
Well, if it isn't Pretty Face Foreman, our dean of public speaking. Take a look at him, fellas. Pretty Face Foreman, the only man who ever went through the 14-day palm olive plan in 7 days.
I did not. It took me 8.
Oh.
Bess, how would you describe the city of Tonopah?
The city of Tonopah. Bill, you've heard of places called desolate? Well, just to give you a brief description, I'd say Tonopah is the ring around the bathtub of life.
Say, Professor, I hear the Tonopah is wide open for gambling.
Wide open for gambling? I should... Why, even the Chamber of Commerce meets around a crap table. Yeah, they kind of make a game out of it. The first man that rolls 7 gets to be mayor. Boy, they gamble so much around here, they even have slot machines and the link trainers.
Oh, don't start using all those fancy flying terms. You don't know anything about flying.
Who doesn't? Listen, I know plenty about flying. I'll have you know that I have a cousin who's a stomach gunner on a B-24.
Stomach gunner? It's belly gunner.
Well, my mother taught me not to be vulgar.
Just a second there.
My goodness.
I have a comment which I would like to make, same.
All right, Iskabel. Well, say, Ish was in Tonopah last night. He didn't go to the barbershop, but boy, did he get clipped.
Well, never mind that. Who was that girl I seen you with last night?
Oh, that's my new girl. Her name is Goldfield Gurgie.
Yeah, she has nuggets for teeth.
She does not. Ish, you ought to see Goldfield Gurgie. We're going in the mining business together.
Yeah, I seen her. After I seen her legs, I decided your venture should be a great success.
After you saw her legs, why?
You belong in the mining business when you got shafts like that.
Well, you better be careful what you say about my girl. Ish, if you don't have anything sensible to say, shut up.
Well, I certainly think the hero of that there now picture, Kismet, should ought to stop going around hitting people. Have you seen those billboards advertising that picture, Kismet?
Yes, Ish, I've seen the billboards advertising Kismet. What's that got to do with the hero hitting people?
Well, from the way Marlena Dietrich is lying there in the ground, he sure must have hung a haymaker on her.
Say, Ish, get out of here. Will you go away? Because we're giving away $115 in war bond prizes.
And while the old college sets up classes on the desert's vast expanse, the professor says...
Come on, Tillin. Yes, Dan.
Thank you.
making believe I'm talking to you. Wish you could hear what I say. And here in the gloom of my lonely room, we're dancing like we used to do. Making believe is just another way of dreaming. So till my dreams come true, I'll whisper goodnight, turn out the light, and kiss my pillow, making believe it's you. Another way of dreaming, so till my dreams come true, I'll whisper goodnight, turn out the light, and kiss my pillow, making believe it's you.
Down with the first round, Fett.
All right, and our first contestant is, it's Private Maria Centula of Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah! Oh, it's Private, it's Whack Maria. Whack, well, hello. Maria, I might say that in the vernacular of we GIs, you are boing. thank you. Say, Maria, that little dance you were doing against the first song, that was quite a dance you were doing.
Boy, wasn't it?
Hey, Colonel, you better tell intelligence there's a new movement on foot. Say, Maria, listen closely now. Here's some local color about Tonopah Army Airfield from Kurt Cannon of Charlotte Hall Academy, Charlotte Hall, Maryland. He tells about a fella who hadn't been to a real city for 6 months out here. He said to one of his buddies, "Say, I'm getting pretty lonesome. I haven't seen a girl for 6 months. Don't they ever send a..."
Don't they ever send a fellow on a furlough?
"Well," replied the buddy, "just once in a blue moon. But look," said the first guy, "I'm desperate. Do you hear? I'm desperate." "Desperate," replied the second guy. "Up here, we don't call a fella desperate until he looks a gopher in the eyes and says..."
"Put your arms around me."
I beg your pardon?
"Put your arms around me, honey. Hold me tight."
Oh. Say, Bill Foreman, will you take over class? I'm leaving. Okay, thank you a lot, Maria. Yes, sir. With 51 missions, with 4 fighting planes to his credit, it's a pleasure and a privilege to bring to the microphone Sergeant Edward Piotrowski of Detroit, Michigan. Yeah! Holy Mike. Say, Sergeant, we're certainly proud of what you've done, and we're mighty glad to have you home. And now let's go, because this one from Mrs. Carden, Carden Taylor of Pensacola, Florida, is about the titles of some well-known songs that we've all got them all dressed up in some fancy words. Now, for instance, the phrase, "taking a poke at a motion picture celebrity," would be "swinging on a star." You see? A song title.
Right.
Now, let's see if you can straighten these out. First, what is the correct title of this? strip the light fantastic with an empty-headed babe with a runner in her rayon. Shag with an empty-headed babe with a runner in her rayon. Jitterbug with
jump
a
and
chick.
Jive.
Jump, no, no. Jitterbug with a babe with an empty head with a runner in her rayon.
I'll be down in a taxi, honey.
Oh, no, that's what I was singing, but that isn't the title. I'm going to dance with you. Students! Dance with a dolly with a hole in the stocking. Now, what's the right title of this? Get the kinks out of your beam and soar through the air in the correct manner. Get the kinks out of your beam and soar through the air in the correct manner. Now, straighten up. Come on, Sarge. I know you... Oh, this boy really knows how to fly right. Look at the stripes and the stars and all.
Straighten up and fly right.
How do you get there? Now, what's the correct title of this? I got a two-day pass and went to the town of Bishop for some romance.
Yeah, and I got plenty of nothing.
I get what you mean. That's it. I can't improve on that. Now, here is Sergeant... Here is Sergeant Richard Hatchett from Holly Bluff, Mississippi. Mississippi boy. All right, now, from Holly Bluff, it's Richard Hatchett. I'll call you Bluff, and come on, Brother Hatchett, let's chop into this question from Janet Anderson of Hollywood, who says the other night she wanted to listen in to hear Burns and Allen. Well, she had the right hour and the right station, but she had the wrong night. So instead of Burns and Allen on the air, she got...
Obediently, yours. Obediently... yours.
If you tell me that, all's well. Really, it is. Orson's well.
Orson Welles.
Orson Welles. Do you think or just listen?
All right. Thank you.
Okay, here we go.
Here's the first winner, Professor.
All right, the first winner, and he is...
Riddles and games for fellas and dames. Poems and jokes for people and folks, including human beings. First item, a poem about love.
Read.
Oh, whenever I go out with girls, I'm bold, I'm gay, I'm reckless. But my dates are like a string of pearls.
A string of pearls?
Yeah, a necklace.
All right, Ish, what about a riddle now?
A riddle?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. What is a waggle wiggle? Give up?
Yes, I give up.
Well, a waggle wiggle is a wiggle waggle when it waggles backwards.
Oh, my. All high-class stuff tonight, folks.
Now, for the second riddle, why is two rabbits necking like a refreshing drink?
Why?
Just the kiss of the hops.
That's enough now. Where's the first winner?
Right here, Professor.
All right, the winner of the first round is with a perfect score all the way. It's Private Maria Centula of Cleveland, Ohio.
Wide open.
rounder, Fats.
Okay, and the first second rounder is Private First Class Robert J. Kelly from Providence, Rhode Island. Hey, Robert, here's tonight's right or wrong. So for Corporal Kenneth Angus of Buffalo, New York, listen to the following statements and say right or wrong. Is this right or wrong? There are 24 Berlins in the United States. Is that right or wrong? There are 20.
Right.
Beg your pardon?
Right.
You're right. That is right. Second, the League of Nations... The League of Nations is no longer operating. Is that right or wrong?
That's wrong.
You're right, that is... You're right, that is wrong. They are operating. Cactus, is this right or wrong? Cactus is a geranium with a bayonet.
I guess you call that right.
Well, that could be either way, couldn't it? Thank you very much. All right. And now it's Corporal Chuck Elkin. Chuck Elkin, is that it? Elkine?
Okay.
Elkine from San Francisco, California. Yeah, the California boy. Chuck, John Combs of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, wants you to listen closely and help us with the plot as we bring you another blood-curdling episode of the College of Musical Knowledge strip serial.
Presenting the adventures of Squarehead. What's that there on the floor? It's a box. It's a crate. No, it's Squarehead.
Now listen, folks, to the voice of this savage, remorseless killer. Listen to this planner of merciless crimes. He says...
Hello, folks.
Now, as we left Squarehead last week, he had just pushed Dauntless Dan, the detective, off the Empire State Building. Was Dauntless Dan killed? What has happened? Listen, Dauntless Dan speaks.
Here I am in the hospital, but I foiled Squarehead. Little does he know that I'm alive. When he pushed me off that building, I had on rubber heels, and I did.
The Jersey Bound.
I'll get that Dauntless Dan. Little does he know that I know he is saying, little does he know. Here I am outside his window, setting fire to the hospital. I want to get Dauntless Dan, but of course...
I don't want to set the world on fire. I don't want to set the world on fire. As the smoke curls upward, Dauntless Dan confronts mortal peril.
Hello, mortal.
Hi, peril.
What will happen next week? Tune in and find out. There we go with Corporal... Corporal Frank Carbone from Newark, New Jersey. Say, Frank, our visiting dean tonight is Technical Sergeant Earl Penny of San Leandro, California. He's one of your own boys right here at the Tonopah Base. Sergeant Penny can really make the trumpet sing, so let's get him out here. One of your boys. Come on, Sarge. And now for Linda Bannister of Fort Sill, Oklahoma, see if you can identify the tunes that Sergeant Penny is going to play. Here's the first Roger, hold it right there, boy.
Can't get started with you.
You can't get started with you, that's right. And he's got another one. Take it away. That is, you're really in the
blue skies.
Blue skies, that's what we have here most all the time. That's right. Thank you, Sergeant. Wasn't he strong? Oh, that was really nice trumpet playing. And now, all right, get the name of the winner, Dean Foreman.
Well, I will in a minute, but first I want to look at you. Man, are you prettied up tonight. Mascara, plucked eyebrows, perfume... Still making a play for Elva Polk of the Town Criers, huh?
Bill Foreman, I'm not wearing perfume.
Not wearing perfume? Man, you smell like a sad sack's dream. Listen, Kaiser, I'm here to see that you leave Elva alone. Give some fellas her age a chance. Or would you rather be a pig?
Listen here, Bill Foreman, I haven't even talked to Elva, I'll have you understand. Well, Mr.
Kaiser.
What'd you say?
I brought it back to you, Mr. Padgett.
Elva, you brought it back to me? Brought back what?
That lock of your hair you gave me. Mother said you need it more than I do.
Out of here. Out of here.
Second winner, Beth.
The second winner, and the winner of the second round is, with a perfect score all the way, contestant number two, Corporal Chuck Elkin of San Francisco, California.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. He took a lot of gold and he made that idol. Yes, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. That idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
But the children of Israel would not bow down.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Couldn't fool with that old golden idol.
No, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Meshach, Abednego.
The final exam, B-24's loop. Fighter plane swoop, cook drops the soup. While right out of the coop comes an in-kapoop with a group, the stoop with a droop, K. Kaiser.
The final exam was upon a student, and the first quaking winner is Private Maria Centullo of Cleveland, Ohio, who won the first round with a perfect score. All right, listen closely, because you only get one question apiece tonight in the final round, so be on your toes, Maria. Since you flyers have to know every mood of the wind, tonight we want to devote our final round to that great element of nature, the wind. Now tell Helen Lefton of Cleveland the name of this song which has to do with the wind.
March wind.
And?
April shower.
Absolutely right. Say, who is Nan Wynn?
I don't know.
Well, you look a little like her. She's a famous singer and a fine, fine performer. Nan Wynn. Yes, sir? What's a windjammer?
I don't know.
Well, a windjammer is an old sailing vessel with the... Don't look at me like that. Say, who is Edwin?
Edwin is the radio star.
Yes.
A comedian.
And is known as the perfect... Student.
Oh.
That's it. She said it. She said it. Perfect fool. Thank you very much. That's your question. And now, there is Corporal Chuck Elkin again. Say, Chuck, Rosemary Byers of Los Angeles reminds us of another beautiful wind song. See if you can tell us about it. All right. It's the name of a book, also the name of a picture, and it's the name of a song. All got the same title. Listen.
You belong to me?
No, it's got wind in...
Belong to me, to me? Well, a tornado's a twister.
Tornado's a twister?
Hurricane is a of wind. Straight, terrific force of wind is right. It's a complete this proverb for us. It's an ill wind that
blows no good.
Blows no good or blows nobody good. Absolutely right.
High man, Professor.
And it is with a perfect $5 bond for a perfect score all the way. In other words, it's $75 to Corporal Chuck Elkind of San Francisco. Chuck, you are good, great, and grand. You are the dean of this no woman's land, no man's land. Let me shake your hand. Thank you. The other four flyers. Oh, the $25 bond is yours. To Maria, you came in second. The other four flyers in the old formation each get 10 and stamps for a fine examination.
Armed Forces Radio Service.